13 defensive runs saved. His play in the field this past season also earned him a Gold Glove and a Fielding Bible Award. I swear I went to a game where he had an error. Might have been the only one of the year. Who knows?
Might have been. I got to be honest. He didn't play an awful lot, so at least it, when I remembered watching games. Okay. So
anyway, as we all know, WGN and NBC Sports will no longer be broadcasting Cubs games next year because the Ricketts family has set up what's called the Marquee Sports Network, and they have Sinclair Broadcasting running the Marquee Sports Network. The thing is, they have to get this thing on cable TV. All right, so you can actually, watch Cubs games.
Right.
They cut a deal yesterday with Mediacom. So if you have Mediacom in our listening area, some places do, you can see the Cubs next year. Marquee has yet to strike a deal. They have not yet struck a deal with a company called Comcast.
Oh.
If I'm Comcast, I'm leveraging every dollar I can out of these suckers.
Yep.
You think they would have had that done before they told WGN to go take a flying
leap?
Yes. Thank you. In other baseball news, the Cubs season ticket prices are dropping next season. The club says season ticket holders will see an average price decrease of 2.5%. The drop comes after the Cubs missed postseason for the first time in 5 years. Team officials say the decrease has more to do with added early season home games than the Cubs' failure to make the postseason. That's bullcrap. They've probably been on the phones trying to sell season tickets, and some of the season ticket holders are going, no thanks.
Yeah.
The Blues won last night by a score of 5-2 in Alberta. You can hear all the Blues games this season right here on Talk 101 FM. Their next game is against the Flames Saturday night. Did you raise your hand?
No, I was waving at Jessica.
Did she wave back?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She's over in Missouri right now.
Raiders and Chargers tonight in the NFL. The Bulls cruised past the Hawks last night, 113-93. Colts quarterback Jacoby Brissett is questionable for Sunday's game against the Dolphins. Why play him? He's got a sprained MCL. Why would you play him against the Dolphins, which have one win? They're 1-7. I wouldn't play him. And finally, Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky is trying to block out the criticism by turning off the TV sets at Halas Hall. He says he's been trying to get some of the TVs in Halas Hall turned off due to the negative press the team keeps getting in its 4-game losing streak. It has nothing to do with the team's negative press. It's the Trubisky negative press.
100%.
That's a look at Talk 101 Sports.
Thanks, Doug. We take a quick break. We're back with your 5-day forecast up next.
This look at things happening around Central Illinois on Talk 101 is brought to you by the iconic Bluebell by the Lake in Pena. Live music, food, and fun. Visit Bluebell Bar and Club on Facebook. See you at the Bluebell. I'm Storm with a look at things happening around town. The Fletcher Parks Kids Club is having Tom Turkey's Kids for America on Saturday, November 9th at 2 p.m. at Fletcher Park. Doodles the Dragon and Professor Harpo will host classic cartoons, games, and a Veterans Day salute, plus more. For information on this event and other events, please log on to DecaturRadio.com.
The Indianapolis Colts are looking to rebound after a loss to the Steelers in Week 10. This week, the Dolphins will come to Lucas Oil Stadium looking for their second win of the season. The Colts are currently second in the AFC South, but with the Houston Texans on bye this week, a win over the Dolphins would move the Colts right back into a tie for first. So tune in Sunday afternoon. The pregame will start at 2:35 with kickoff to follow at 3:05 on Talk 101.
Three great ways to listen online at DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. And of course, right now, time for a look at your 5-day forecast. For today, becoming sunny, we should see a high of only 36. Tonight, hard freeze happening. We should see clear skies and an overnight low of 18. On Friday, sunny skies and only a high of 35. On Friday night, partly cloudy skies and an overnight low of 25. On Saturday, sunny, warming up to a high of 48.
Right now in Decatur, 32 degrees, Taylorville 32, Shelbyville 33, Sullivan 30, Clinton 30. Sunrise this morning, 6:31. The WAND TV weather radar for the Talk 101 listening area shows no rain in our listening area. However, it is absolutely pouring in southern Illinois this morning. Listen, you got your gun, because I may need some self-defense. He's got a straight edge, like box cutter.
Yeah, box cutter.
Yeah, it's a box cutter. It's
Remember, they hijacked airplanes with those things. Killed 3,000 people.
I got a box. I need a box cutter.
Put on his mic for a second. This is Mike King from Merry Man Herbs.
Herb, now,
Mike,
Buck.
Yeah, yeah, before you start that nonsense.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. Scott, he took a box.
Yeah.
He tore off all the corners, including the barcode, and then shoved the pieces in his pocket.
No, the barcode's still
He's
on
He's doing oh, the no, same. No, you did it right. on the last one. You got a barcode in your pocket. I know what's in your pockets.
Oh, no,
and
you
now
don't.
You're doing the same thing.
No,
yeah, I
don't.
Do.
No, you don't.
Other than your hands. There's another barcode. What are you doing?
Well, I brought a sample box of a supplement, and it was kind of laying flat in my folders and, you know, sticking out. So I'm flattening it out and making it fit in
there
better.
No, there's a reason you want those corners.
Carry.
You want me to throw those corners away?
No, I'm sticking them in my pocket.
And why is that?
So I can throw them properly in the garbage.
That's crap.
No, it's the truth.
Do you get some kind of refund on that by doing that?
No. No, it's my
OCD. Those are kind of like a deposit. You get like a nickel back
for my
box corners.
It's my OCD. I can't leave messes anywhere. Everything has to be straight and even and neat and clean.
All right. Well,
that's just me.
Well, speaking of which, it is time for Herb Talk.
Herb Talk.
Can you tell everybody where you're located and a little bit about your business?
Sure. We're located at 1405 Merryman Lane here in Decatur, Illinois. We are a health food store and more. We're open daily 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sundays. And you can give us a call at 217-429-1555. That's 217-429-1555. 429-1555. You can find us at merryman.com. That's MARIMANN.com or Merryman Herbs with an S.
Do you
and, oh, go ahead, Tech.
Yeah. Do you remember when we had a general manager in here who was OCD?
Oh,
and
yeah.
How we messed with him.
Well, you guys
I think
do
we
that
can go back
all.
To that.
Yeah.
We haven't done that in a few years.
Doug, you need to pick up your coat.
Shut
on
up.
On the floor.
My coat is on.
And there's
the floor.
A box over there in the corner that needs to be cleaned up and put away and put on a shelf.
Do I look like the janitor? You go pick up that marker over there.
Oh, you guys don't know how much that torments me. You have no idea. I want to do that so bad.
The coat's staying where it is. The box does not belong to me. I'm not touching the box.
Well, we better not touch it then if it's not yours.
Now,
it is properly in the corner, though. It's not sticking out in the middle.
Will you
of the
fix
floor.
That during the break?
Okay, I will.
Let's kick into some discussion here, and let's talk about a little red ginseng.
Okay, before we do that, the following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. You don't want to talk about the cooking schools first?
I think we
you
have
well,
to talk
well,
jump,
well,
jump
well,
into
well,
schools
let's
first.
Do the cooking schools oh, first.
Yeah, because Liz left me this really long, cool note.
All right.
I've got a lot of news for the
Fire
cooking
away.
Shows and schools. Okay.
Fire away.
We had three people that decided they couldn't make it to the November 11th because it was full and overflowing. So we have three openings still for Monday. So if there's anybody out there that would be interested in coming to the cooking show with executive chef Brian Pear this Monday at 6 p.m., 6 to 8 p.m., we actually have three openings. So the deadline to sign up for this is today, but we'll extend it through tomorrow. And the cooking shows are held inside the Merryman Tea Room, and seating is limited, so sign up early. So Liz has left me a note. November 11th, we have three openings. So, here is the menu. So, if you're interested in this, it's bread dressing stuffed pork chop with drunken fruit and butter melted onions. His pork chops are awesome. They're always very tender, succulent, juicy, full of flavor. They're just absolutely awesome. For the sides, we have that was the entrees. So, for the sides, we have roasted potatoes with Chef's Gooder seasoning for starches. And speaking of his seasonings, he's got two more that he's coming out with. So Liz is working on those, and he's got a ton of seasonings. I think I'll bring a listing one of these days of all the seasonings that he has that we've developed at Merryman Herbs. The saute of garden carrots with Chef's Gooder vegetable seasoning. There's another seasoning. Three mushroom and green bean casserole with truffle mustard cream. I love truffles. That because it's kind of like a little mushroom, so that's three mushroom. Roasted squash salad with pasta alley noodles. We love pasta alley. We carry the complete line. Balsamic and creamy roasted red pepper drizzle with the squash and noodles. Drop biscuits with Gouda cheese and Chef's Super Gouda seasoning. Okay, here's the dessert. I think I would just come for the dessert. Although I've got to watch my girlish figure. I'm gaining a little weight, but I usually do for the winter months because I'm kind of a man bear and I, you know, like to put on a little weight. Hibernate and stay warm. Yeah. Chocolate and blackberry drop cake with sweet crumb topping. I think I'll just scrape all the topping off and make everybody mad at me and just sit and eat that.
What a great idea.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. That always goes over well with everyone when I do things like that.
Need help?
Sure, Doug. Why don't we just do that? We'll just
bring it in here. I'll get a spoon.
Just come in and crash the cooking school. Come in and jack up the dessert.
Nobody got dessert because
Doug and Mike got back into the dessert again. It's only $25 per person. That includes drink, and there's really no tipping, so you don't have to worry about that. It's all you can eat. Absolutely, we need reservations with prepayment that is required. Unfortunately, you can't just show up for the dinner, so we do need reservations because chef starts preparing 2 to 3 days in advance, putting everything together, marinating everything, and getting the seasonings on. Did you notice I said marinating?
I heard you.
Yeah, okay. So Chef Pear will provide us with a full Gooder meal. You'll receive demonstrations, tips, and the full recipes to take home and try for yourself. Now, I've been demoted to Vanna too, but they still allow me to act up a little bit at the cooking school. So it is a cooking show, so I'm part of the show, although I usually get told to sit down and shut up and go into the corner.
Well,
but
that's rude.
It could be kind of fun. Yeah, we kind of get carried away sometimes. And, of course, Chef and I have a awesome banter. Everybody thinks we hate each other and we're mad and everything. We just really rip each other pretty good. So that part of it is kind of fun. I had one of the ladies go, "Is he really mad at you?" And I'm like, "No, not really."
Have you ever heard of podcasts on iTunes?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You
yeah.
Should
yeah.
You should do one with the chef with him just ripping you for 2 hours. I'd listen to that.
Okay. Yeah. We could maybe do something like that.
And Liz, for an hour even.
Liz will pipe in too. It. Yeah. She's
Liz ripping you for an hour?
Oh, she'll pipe in and Tammy and some of the customers. And yeah, I end up sitting in the corner crying sometimes. Okay. So we also have some other things going on. We have the December 9th and December 16th, the Prime Rib Extravaganzas. I still don't have a lot of detail on that. Chef has basically made the contract and so forth for the meat, and it's 30, and we have a pricing on it. It's $39.50 per person. Now,
wow. We
don't even have the menu, and on December 9th, we have one opening left on December 9th.
And the menu hasn't even been put out?
No. No, it's like sold out. So if you are interested, we have one opening on December 9th.
What if I'm a couple?
Well, you can talk to Liz.
Okay.
Just talk to Liz and Chef. I'm sure we could make some arrangements. December 16th, though, if you are a couple, we'd probably suggest that you come to December 16th.
That one, you have two openings.
We only have two openings. And thanks to this radio station and all of that you guys do, our Christmas High Tea only has one opening left. So
you got to listen, man. Go to this Christmas High Tea, especially if you're a parent. Yeah. What are you going to do? Take in one little kid?
Well, now, wait a minute.
Leave the parent home?
No. Wait.
You got to bring your little girl to this. They would love it.
Well, we probably could squeeze two people
in. I think
in,
you would want to put an adult and a child.
Because
there.
It's basically filled up this year, and this happened year before last, Liz is starting an overflow tea party. List for Sunday. The Christmas high tea is Saturday, 12:14. We have one opening, but we're completely open because we've started an overflow tea party on Sunday from 1 to 3. And the second date is added if we have enough interest. So if we start getting people signing up today, we're going to do that. We've done that before.
What's the cost on the high tea?
The high tea is only $15, and it's 10, $10 for children 10 and under. And it's a wonderful Christmas high tea with an array of both sweet and not-to-be-forgotten savory treats. Liz, of course, has chosen 12 special goodies. Usually, she'll add a couple little more things in there, but don't hold me to that. But she usually gets carried away, and we always have at least 12, if not more.
It's a fun afternoon.
It is an awesome afternoon. Something new.
It's good. It's cold in December. You can't be outside.
No. And she does you know, like a little stories and insights on Christmas traditions and talks about elves and Santa folklore and all that fun stuff. So we have a little storytelling, a little fun with that. It's a cozy, you know, high tea. And we do cut the crusts off all of the sandwiches. So we have crusts if you want them, Doug. We
will. That's the best part is when you cut the crust off.
Why do you want the crust cut off?
That's what you do it at tea.
It stumps me why people cut the crust off of sandwiches.
No, it's the proper way to do it at a tea.
But it's like a brownie, you know, the center that's moist and chewy and gooey, that you don't have the hard crust.
The sandwich is a brownie?
No, but it's the same analogy because you've got the best part of the bread. You know, you don't have to deal with the hard crust or anything that.
Even
like
on
that.
A brownie, man, I'm eating the sides and the crust. I'm eating all that.
Well, you can, but this is a high tea, so it's like everything's special. Every bite is savory and delicious, and you slowly eat, and it is basically a buffet, so you can go back for seconds. Again, reservations with prepayment are required, only $15. December 14th, we have one opening, but on Sunday, December 12, 15, on the 15th, on Sunday from 1 to 3, we're going to do another one if we have enough interest. And obviously, if we get a few people signing up today, we will definitely do that, and it's still quite a ways off. So.
All right.
I do have some disappointing news, but not really, because this is always common. January, Liz has written down, January will have no events.
Good.
But we still take groups. Once in a while, we'll have a couple groups.
Liz needs a rest. She's done all summer.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. She's
worked her butt off.
Yes,
you know what she ought to do?
What?
It's Christmas coming up.
Yeah.
Buy her a plane ticket somewhere. Where would she like to go? Where would Liz like to go? Liz,
her out of town.
You're listening. Well, you're laughing at that. Where would she like to go?
Well, I actually bought a little vacation for her and her girlfriend. They went down to Southern Illinois and stayed at a winery for a weekend.
Oh, for God's sakes. That's great. That's great.
They did. They had
Why
a blast.
Why don't you buy her a real trip here? Send her like to Caribbean or something.
I'll put it on your card, Doug. I'll just stick it on your card.
Here's what I'm going to do for
Paula.
He's
getting red-faced over here over this.
Here's what I'm going to do for my wife. My wife actually asked for a trip to Southern Illinois to the winery, so I'm thinking that's
Liz
where,
loved it.
Yeah, that's where I'm going
to
take
her. I'm not criticizing it. I'm just saying maybe he ought to send her to Vegas or something.
I don't know if she'd like that, though, Doug.
Why not?
I don't know. I'll ask her. I'll tell her Doug says she has to go.
Tell her the entertainment would be wonderful.
But she just go by herself? Well, she could take her. She goes. She
if
likes
you had
to
any
take
common
Chelsea
sense,
or Carol.
You would take her.
Yeah, but I got to do the show here. I got to come in here and do this.
You could be gone 1 week.
You've done it before.
That's usually during like a holiday. Well, yeah, I guess I have.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
She needs a little vacation time in January.
I know we got to go real quick. February, we'll have a Valentine's dinner. So we're going to have a dinner in February, just to let you know. It'll probably be a Monday.
All right, 6:28, Bus Boom and Wolf. It is Herb Talk with Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm. We will have a break for news coming up here. And, of course, news this hour brought to you by our friends at the Brass Horn. The Brass Horn, located in the heart of downtown Decatur, providing big city selection with small town service. The Brass Horn.
In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. A Decatur resident lost their life Tuesday after crashing head-on into a semi-truck. Gary Sellers was traveling westbound when he crossed into the lane of the semi traveling east. The driver of the semi swerved, but could not avoid Sellers' vehicle. The Illinois State Police are continuing their investigation. Gary Sellers was 63 years old. The FBI are now investigating former Meridian Superintendent Dan Brew. Brew has been accused of embezzling $250,000 from the district. Brew's phone has been seized as evidence. The investigation now includes Bement, where Brew served as superintendent before taking the job at Meridian. Brew resigned back on July 26th. Andy Pigott, who was the Meridian Middle School principal, has been serving as superintendent. A man is facing charges after police arrived to a report of a fight and they noticed a man throwing away a syringe. The man who threw it away told police that it was given to him by a man who was sitting nearby in a truck. Police then searched the truck, where they found nearly 30 grams of meth. Colton Levy then admitted to the drugs being his, but stated they were for personal use. He has been charged with delivery of meth. In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. For stories like these and more, be sure to log on to DecaturRadio.com.
Want big city selection with Simply Small Town service? Let me share with you a secret. It's the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur. George and Ryan have a great selection of men's clothing from dress to casual and everything in between, including accessories. Listen, you want to look your best, so why skimp? Shop a locally owned and operated store that simply provides you the best value for your men's clothing dollar. The Brass Horn, located at the corner of Merchant and Prairie in the heart of downtown Decatur, you owe it to yourself to come in today. On Veterans Day, please stop and take a moment from the busy world we live in and join State Representative Dan Calkins in saying thank you to our veterans. Without these brave men and women, we would not be able to enjoy the freedoms we enjoy daily living in our great country. We also say thank you to the families of these brave veterans because your sacrifice will not go unnoticed for what you endured at home. So on November 11th, please join State Representative Dan Calkins in saying thank you to our veterans for their service to our great country.
Broadcasting live from the Talk 101 studio, brought to you by Tanzius Logan Funeral Service and Care. They want to remind you when you pre-plan your funeral, you have everything prepaid so that your family is also relieved of any financial burden. Visit leavememoriesnotdebt.com.
It's fall, tree leaves change colors, everyone's thinking pumpkin spice, and it's finally cooling off. As you break out your fall decorations, be sure to stop into Zips Flowers by the Gates to complete your decor. Flowers, centerpieces, mums, find flowers of all kinds and colors to brighten your day. Stop into Zips Flowers by the Gates, 518 East Prairie Avenue. Check out their designs and creations at zipsflorist.com or give them a call at 217-428-3481. Zips Flowers by the Gates, where creativity begins and imagination never ends.
The Bullet Trap in Macon wants to stop and say to our veterans, thank you for your service this Veterans Day. Without your sacrifices, we as a nation would not enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy today. At the Bullet Trap, November 11th, we thank and remember all who have served.
I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson with your Talk 101 forecast. Good morning and happy Thursday. Your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND is calling for cold temperatures and blustery winds as we head throughout the rest of our Thursday. We'll see highs climb into the middle and upper 30s. For tonight, some very cold temperatures on the way as lows dip down potentially only into the middle and upper teens. Tomorrow, we'll see the return of sunshine with cold temperatures, highs in the middle 30s. I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson. Have a great morning.
Three great ways to listen online at DecaturRadio.com, on your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app, or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
Busbum and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. And of course, it's Herb Talk with Mike King from Merry Man Herb Farm.
Hey, guys.
You got a recipe book.
I got a booklet here. Liz has put this together. We've been talking about all of the barbecue sauces and recipes that we've had over this summer. So we have a little booklet. I don't know how many are here. Probably looks like about a dozen of them. And this little booklet, it said, Chef Pears Barbecue Sauces, presented by Merryman Herbs in partnership with Executive Chef Brian Pear. He's the chef at Milken University, and we're proud to partner with him. He's such a talented individual, and we will be able to offer his special recipes to you. So goes on to say, Chef Pear prepares simple, gooder food you'll actually duplicate at home. He provides a wonderful experience at our cooking shows and summer barbecues with generous portions of gooder food and his lively humor. So we've compiled this Pears sauce recipes from the 2019 summer barbecue series, and we're hoping you'll enjoy making these amazingly gooder sauces. And the ingredients used are available at Merryman, with the exception of just a few items. So the booklet's, I think, $3.99, and it's got some colored pictures and how to mix and do all this stuff. So here is, I'll give you a teaser here. Here's Chef Pear's Blackberry Bourbon Barbecue Sauce, which we did on April 2019 for that barbecue. That was a big hit. I could just sit there and eat that on about anything, probably even ice cream. So you take one jar.
Barbecue sauce and ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
You could. Or
okay.
Cereal or a piece of toast. It's really good on meat. But, yeah. And you can add it to. You can even. You know what would be really good is on a piece of pizza. Stick that on some pizza.
Mm.
Yeah, that could be good. Add it to your spaghetti or chili or put it on your eggs in the morning. Or ice. My brother used to do that, put ketchup on ice cream. So anyway, one jar of Merry Man Spoon herbal sauce to one bottle of Merry Man Sweet Bourbon Glaze to one jar of Merry Man Blackberry Jelly. You place all the items into a mason-type jar, mix well, store sealed in refrigerator. You can use it for glazing chicken, pork, or any protein. Glaze generously during the cooking or grilling process. And that is one of the recipes in here. Like I said, there's about at least a dozen of these.
And these were all from his cooking shows. Yeah. What do they call those on the Monday nights that you did in the summer? The barbecues?
It's the barbecue series. Yeah. Okay. The barbecue sauces from the summer barbecue series.
So he actually used these things at various times.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Yes. Here's another one. It has the Vidalia onion steak sauce, the Spoon Herbal. Spoon Herbal is always the base.
Use this for the baby back rib.
This is for the onion baby back rib that we did on May 2019. It's got some chili stone ground mustard, which added a little extra level there, and some of the sauces. We like to say sassy's honey. And there's one that has the Pepsi. That's, I think, why they say the ingredients used available with exception of a few items. So this is a Pepsi-based barbecue sauce. And again, you know, soda is really a good flavoring agent. It really is. It adds, I mean, you know, there's all kinds of cakes and desserts, and here's a barbecue sauce using Pepsi, and it is absolutely awesome. Here's a mushroom and red pepper barbecue sauce, Vidalia onion ketchup barbecue sauce, garlic mustard, roasted garlic mustard, balsamic barbecue, cherry. A cherry balsamic. Oh, I remember that one was really good. It was only in September.
It was about a month and a half ago.
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
Here's Liz, King of Beers, Budweiser barbecue sauce. So you use you need to buy a six-pack at least, and you got to put one can. You've got to sacrifice one can in the barbecue sauce.
But you can drink the other five while making it.
Yes, you can. And here's another one, the Apricot Liz, King of Beers barbecue sauce. And again, you have to sacrifice one of the beers for the barbecue sauce, but you can drink the other 11 or 23 or whatever pack you get. And I'm not promoting, you know, over drinking or anything. Drink responsibly. But
Drink responsibly. Have 19. And
if you're staying at home and that's what you like to do, you know, that is perfectly fine. So you just be responsible. That's all we ask.
Okay.
We're going
to talk about the red ginseng.
Okay. There's all kinds of ginseng. There's the American ginseng. There's the red and white ginsengs. It kind of almost gets confusing. They have different scientific names. I've got all this literature here in front of me. Huh? What?
I was going to say it's over there.
Well, this is the male sexual enhancement ginseng over here, Doug.
I see.
So I was kind of putting that to the side.
Okay.
But, there's all kinds of different ginsengs out there. Basically, it's a Panax ginseng. But the thing that this company, Eurofarma, one of my favorite companies, what they did is, unfortunately, ginseng has to be grown in the ground for like 6 years. There's a lot of herbicides, fungicides, and pesticides because ginseng is prone to things. And they wanted to find a really clean source. So they basically grow it, a specialized process. It's hydroponically grown, carefully tended in ideal, ultra-clean conditions. It's never exposed to toxins, pesticides, even harsh chemicals.
Or bugs.
Exactly. And the roots and the nutrients that they need at exactly the right time and exactly the right proportions. So they really looked at what these plants needed. There's a little picture of it right there.
Yes, it looks lovely.
And actually, the ginseng root kind of looks like a human. You know, it's got the arms and the legs. That one's got a lot of legs on it. But ginseng was one of the first what we call true adaptogenic herbs. And there's actually a definition for what an adaptogen, I call them adaptogenic tonic. There's just a few of them that are actually scientifically verified as being an adaptogen. I could go into the definition of what an adaptogen is.
That's okay. Why don't you tell us why would I take this? What would it help me with?
Well, a lot of different things. That's what's really neat. Being an adaptogen, it's very good for energy. So it's the kind of energy that you'd really love to experience, Doug. It doesn't have any jitters of the caffeine or revved up. I've actually taken one today. I think it's maybe calmed me down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So do you guys think I'm a little calmer? little calmer than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah,
it kind of cut the edge. And it's also very good. We are so stressed out. We get overexerted. We do too much. We have, you know, Doug, you have long hours, you know.
I do.
You push yourself, and then all of a sudden you crash. I have a tendency to do that. And this is, again, an adaptogen. It's a tonic. So it really helps with resilience in the face of stress. So it gives you a calm sense of focus. It kind of helps you sail through the stressful events. You don't really get quite as upset about everything. What I like about it, and again, sometimes you really need this because you get the jitters. And with me, I'm kind of, I have loose associations. So I'll be talking about red ginseng. And then the next thing I'll be talking about Knuter valve. So, you know,
a
Knuter valve.
What is that?
I don't know. It's a part that you get sold sometimes for your car. And you bought a Knuter valve
or
a muffler bearing. Muffler bearings.
Hey, anyway. Ma'am, we're going to charge you $600 for that Knuter valve.
Right. They're very expensive usually. Okay. So it really helps you with concentration and clarity, and it helps with those loose associations that, you know, going off on a tangent or down a rabbit hole. So it gives you the ability to zero in on the tasks at hand. So, and when I'm cutting up my boxes, I was really focused on that. You being an investigative reporter, you noticed I was cutting off the UPC codes and putting them in my pocket along with the other garbage.
I want to know what you're getting for that.
Nothing. Okay. I'm just keeping things clean because of my OCD. And you threw your jacket on the floor, Doug. Now and he threw a can on. This is, oh my gosh. All right. It also is very good for mental stamina and physical endurance. And that's why I think we get into the libido part of it here, because it really helps with endurance. So the extra toughness in mind and body that helps you finish the award-winning project to finish first in the race, and healthy cortisol, serotonin, and GABA levels. So it's very good for your hormones, your brains. It actually, you think something that revs you up, this actually helps you to sleep better at night and really helps with that chronic fatigue.
It gives you more energy, but helps you sleep at night.
But this is a special type of, yes, Doug, and it's a special type of red ginseng, 7 times stronger. It's ultra clean. It is specially brewed and stewed and made, and it's got the noble ginsenosides, the noble ones, the ones that are absorbable. It is the best ginseng out there today.
Does it come like in a pill form? Yeah. How do you sell it?
It's just a little pill. You start with one, and then you increase to two. I think I took two this morning, though. So I don't know.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. It's ginseng, the energy herb. And the ginsenosides are found almost exclusively in the Panax ginseng, which is the red or white Korean. But they're really the noble ones, the ones that are absorbable, are actually from this red ginseng that is brewed, stewed, and basically fermented to bring out all of the goodness, all of the great things in it. And this is an HRG80 red ginseng energy product. 7 times stronger than other ginsengs, ultra clean, to help you feel your best. And I just started taking it. I've had, like Cheryl Myers, who works for Eurofarm, a very good friend of mine, she's been taking it for a while, and she cannot believe how well it helps you. Less mental stress, improved mood, chronic fatigue.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We have to take a break. We'll come back.
Right.
You get one more segment.
Yes,
It's coming up next. It's Herb Talk on Talk 101.
Thank you, Mike. Yep.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BAG11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BAG11 to 88988. That's BAG11 to 88988.
Hi, this is Andrew with Huff Home Specialties. This Veterans Day, all of us at Huff Home Specialties want to say thank you to our veterans and their families for their service and sacrifice. See us about sunroom specials. Visit us at huffhomespecialties.com.
Hi, this is Storm, the operations manager for the Cromwell Radio Group in Decatur. Operators of WEJT, WYDS, WZUS, and WZNX. And if you would like to read our contest rules that apply to all of the contests played on air and otherwise, check us out online at decaturradio.com.
Bus Boom and Wolf. The longer you listen, the later it gets. Now let's check our watches and bring back Scott and Doug on Talk 101 FM.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. Boy, we are just tormenting you right now.
It's okay.
Herb talk.
I'm going to do a little Bobby.
There's a mess on.
I'm going to torment you.
Don't talk like that. That pisses me off. Don't do it.
Mike.
Yes.
We are in the tail end of segment here. What else would you like to share with us?
Well, I didn't get into the red ginseng for the libido. We'll talk about that maybe next week. But this basically the HRG 80 red ginseng, the brand new one that we just got in stock yesterday. It's red ginseng like no other. Mental and physical energy, resilience during stress, mindful focus, concentration, stamina and endurance, healthy cortisol, serotonin, and GABA levels, which is sleep. But not only that, beyond the energy, you get the immunity.
I have a question.
Yes.
So if I'm sitting there with ginseng in my cabinet that I'm already taking, is this an upgrade for me?
Major. 7 times stronger. It's got the noble ginsenosides in it.
All right.
So those are the ones that are the smaller molecules that you can actually absorb and utilize and become more adaptogenic.
He's got the noble ginseng. You've got the surf ginseng.
That's because I'm Mike King, and I have noble stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got it.
There you go. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, look at the time. I got to
go. Okay, got to go. Okay, so actually, believe it or not, it helps with your immunity. And there's even, just in the literature, there's a lot of studies and so forth. So it enhances the effects even of the flu vaccine, which I think is very interesting. So if you are getting the vaccine, which most of the alternative holistics doctors and functional medical doctors, they don't think is good. But if you do, this would enhance that. Obviously, we've talked about the brain benefits. Very beneficial for cognition, memory, and even mood. So there's been studies that it helps improve feelings of calmness and even improving math skills. The libido, the erectile dysfunction, poor ed, it's very good for that. There's actually a compound in ginseng that pushes the nitrous oxide pathway. We'll talk about that more. Maybe I'll have some anecdotal reports on that. I don't know if I can do them on the radio, I'm definitely going to test it out.
You can clean it up and tell
us. Yeah, we will. We'll be scientific about it. It actually helps, believe it or not, manages menopause symptoms. So for you ladies out there, this ginseng, this adaptogenic tonic ginseng is good for that. Obviously, even though it is basically something to give you energy during the day, it does help with insomnia. The Journal of Ethnopharmacology found that that healthy men who took the herb on a daily basis for just 7 days fell asleep faster and experienced better sleep quality. It actually, listen to this, you guys, it helps to lower blood sugar.
Oh, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's another plus that you wouldn't really figure. So it helps with your blood sugar, too.
So this might actually be a good supplement, then, to take on keto.
Oh, you know what? It would be the icing on your cake, Scott. It really would be. If you're doing that, it would be absolutely phenomenal. I noticed that the red ginseng is in the male libido product with another product. That actually, it's the we've talked about peroxynitrate, the grape seed skin, and the apple that it blocks that enzyme that breaks down your testosterone. So this other product would be more for men to increase your testosterone, give you all the energy and everything like that. So if you're interested in that, that would be a really good thing maybe to do. We're going to do Stump, Doug, and Scott. We got, 1 minute or something?
I'm ready. Two minutes.
Okay. This is out of this booklet here. What percent of men with erectile dysfunction seek treatment?
None.
You're pretty close. So it's
3%.
Well, it's less than 25% of men actually seek treatment. So you guys out there, we've got a supplement that you might want to look into. It's not a cure-all, but From everything, from everything I've heard, there are stories out there. This particular formula has compounds to increase your testosterone, which obviously helps with energy. Obviously, you'll be able to clean the garage and the basement and rake the leaves and make your wife really happy, and then that helps with everything. So it gives you that energy to get things done. So if you want to lose weight, you pay cash for your groceries. Because why? Why would you do that?
I'm not sure.
Because nobody carries cash anymore.
Well, research shows that people are less likely to buy junk food at the grocery store if they use paper over plastic.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Never stopped me. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but that's what the research shows.
Really? Did not know that.
What does black pepper have?
Pepper.
Actually, it has a little bit of THC in it, believe it or not.
It does not.
It does, too. Yeah. No. Yes, it does. It
has, I hate to say this. I have heard that, actually.
Yep, it does. There's a lot of botanicals that do. Yeah. It's peppers, black peppers. It's very interesting. You'd be surprised.
Green peppers do?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Green peppers do, too.
I thought you said black pepper.
Yeah. And they do, too. Yeah. Trace amounts. They have CBD in them. Yeah. Hmm. Anticannabinoids.
Oh, stop. Yeah. You just wanted to say anticannabinoids, but whatever.
Anticannabinoids. Anticannabinoid. Did you know that acids decompose your hair at a very slow rate, but it cannot be destroyed by what? Your hair is virtually indestructible. Your hair cannot be destroyed by what? But it can, and actually many acids only decompose it at a
fire.
Very slow rate. Well, the opposite of fire is what?
Ice.
Water. Right. Cold water. Exactly. So the ice water stuff, it didn't affect your
You're
hair.
You're smarter than me.
So what does black pepper have other than the anticannabinoids?
THC.
What are the properties?
Oils.
It does have oils? You guys are so funny. Okay. Black pepper has antibacterial, antiseptic, and analgesic properties. Really? Analgesic is like pain relieving.
So if I sit at my desk this morning and dump black pepper on my hands, I'm sanitizing in effect.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Actually.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we put pepper on our food. That's why we use spices, because they kill a lot of bacteria.
No. That's not why I do that. I do it for taste.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever, Doug. I do it to wash my hands. I use black pepper to wash my hands. Okay. I'm getting the finger, so we will have to finish up here. your small intestine is how many times as long as you are tall? Small.
Three.
Real close. That's real close. Scott, what do you think?
I'm going to say four.
Bing, bing, bing. Scott, you got it. It's four times. Yeah, because it's usually in biology, we were told it was like 21 feet long in the average person. So
5 foot.
You've heard a germaphobe, for the common expression of the phobia of dirt and germs.
Yes.
What's it actually known?
Screwball.
No.
Nut.
No. Quit describing me, Doug. No. What's the germaphobe is not, it's a common expression, but it's not the actual phobia.
U.S. House Democrats met with Canadian Prime Minister Justin
Trudeau. We run out of time.
Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland and their Labor Minister yesterday for what was described by local media as an upbeat set of meetings on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Much of